It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on the vortex that is Marin County planning. It seems like every week there is a government meeting or a symposium on the different aspects of the planning of our fair county. No reasonable person could be expected to attend every such session, even if sessions are broadcast on cable or the internet. Should you be concerned by this deluge of information? I think you should. I will explain why, and at the end of the show, suggest some steps you can take to have your opinion heard. You may be vaguely aware of the Housing Element program. You may have read an article or two about the controversy surrounding the planned Bay Area, and you may have seen the massive residential development alongside 101 in Corte Madera. How do these tie together? I gotta confess to you that I am growing increasingly convinced that nobody, I mean nobody, really knows how all these tie together, even the people who created the programs. Let me share why I think the planning vortex is spiraling out of control, at least from a resident's viewpoint. I attended a session 10 days ago in Sausalito regarding the current housing element and the future one. The meeting followed the standard program. The first hour spent by a paid planning consultant doing an overview of the current status of the housing element and, of course, attempting to dazzle you with her or his brilliance. As part of his presentation, the consultant touched on two ordinances, amongst others, the city would have to pass in order to implement the current housing element and to be eligible for an 8-year versus a 4-year program for the next round of the housing element. One of these new ordinances addresses vertical mixed use, allowing residential units in commercial zoning districts. And the other new ordinance is for horizontal mixed use, allowing ground floor residential use in exchange for a percentage of affordable units. The meeting did not get interesting until the attention turned to two specific properties currently identified on the housing element list for Sausalito. One property is the strip center on Bridgeway with the 7-Eleven store. The other is a residential property on Richardson Street between 2nd Street and Bridgeway. One person in the audience lives adjacent to the strip center and was aghast to learn the potential residential development density possible on the site. The new vertical and horizontal mixed-use ordinances could dramatically increase the number of units allowable for this site. She said her neighborhood was not at all aware that such a residential development was possible and that such a development could completely change the character of the neighborhood. She asked the consultant for advice on what steps the neighborhood could take to stop such a development. His response was a politically correct version of the horses out of the barn regarding this site as part of the housing element. The planners are quick to point out that the housing element simply sets the table for housing development, but a developer at some unknown time in the future would need to actually design, finance, and develop the project. The planners assure you that just because they set the table doesn't mean a developer will come to dinner. The woman was not comforted by this analogy. Another attendee lives in the vicinity of the second property on Richardson, down from the Golden Gate Market. Her concern was the massing of the project and specifically asked for a guarantee that any proposed development on the site would be subject to Planning Commission design review. The planning director, who by the way is due to retire this summer, gave her that guarantee and the woman appeared satisfied. I grew increasingly uncomfortable listening to the consultants and planning directors' responses regarding these two properties. I am not challenging their knowledge of the housing element. My discomfort arose from the possible application of Plan Bay Area and other recent statutes to these sites. Under Plan Bay Area and other laws, there are many incentives for housing developers, including increased density, relief from off-street parking and traffic requirements, and limits on local review. application of these incentives to the two sites in question could well produce much larger projects than we currently envision, with possibly little opportunity for local review. Now, I could be wrong on these conclusions, and I intend to give the matter further study. However, as I said at the beginning of this show, I have become increasingly convinced no one, and I mean no one, currently knows the full extent of the regulations and review authority over housing development in Marin County. So what should you do? I suggest you pick one, just one, of the myriad of planning meetings, whether it be regarding the housing element, or the Marinship Steering Committee, or a planning commission review of a project in your area. If you are confused about any issues raised during the session, demand clarification. And please, don't accept planning speak as a response. Make the person answer the question to your satisfaction. Also, talk to your neighbors about this issue. No witty radio host is going to turn the tide here. Elected officials need to hear from people, from neighborhoods, from the whole community, before they will veer from the approved course. Issues to be mindful of: housing in the Marinship. Would the new vertical mixed-use ordinance virtually mandate such housing? Accessory dwelling units, also known as mother-in-law suites. A lot more people would be applying for amnesty if they felt the city would be reasonable about the approval process. Location of a homeless shelter, referred to as an emergency shelter in planning speak, in the Marinship or at the former firehouse at the top of Spencer Avenue, amongst other locations. And the last issue, traffic, traffic, traffic. Law firms are already posting blogs on the windfall for developers resulting from all these new planning programs. So be careful out there. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.